Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Last week, Travis talked specifically about carbs, which are one of life's greatest joys cross-culturally. Mm. This week, I'd like to ask about other simple things that make you happy. If you've seen the movie Amelie, a lot of it is about the simple joys of life, things like sticking your hands into the lentils, into dry lentils, or putting raspberries on your fingers and eating them off, or peeling glue off of your hands, and other similar tiny joys. I will start with one that I enjoy quite a lot. Both in dire circumstances and in day-to-day situations, I enjoy blanket burritoing.
Oh, yeah. That is nice. You know what I like? Fresh socks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Rolling around on fresh laundry is just, in general, a really good thing.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
Yes. I like.
Please tell Erica, you do that, right?
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Okay, so great. Just checking.
I like nesting in it too. Nesting in it, like just any sort of cat-like dealings with laundry, rolling in it, nesting in it, just smelling it, rubbing your face up against it. Clean laundry and the way it feels and the way it smells is such a joy. I think there's a lot of linen-focused tiny joys to be had in this world, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, here's one of mine. And, like, it's weird to describe because on some level it could sound unpleasant. But I love, like, if I'm in a super, like, almost unpleasantly air-conditioned room and then I step outside and it's, like, 85 degrees, that, like, transition. And the same way around, if I'm outside and it's 85 degrees and then I step into a really cold room, there's something about that, like, sudden change of temperature on my skin that's, like, and either it's, like, the warmness of the sun or the coolness of the air conditioning that just feels nice. I just like it.
I am 100% there with you. I like temperature changes. It's same with when you run your cold hands under warm water or vice versa.
I also, I'm so excited about fall. Like for that very, like I love as the air gets chilly and like, you know, leaves change color and fall. Like there's something about it that it's, I think it's my favorite season. One, because it's when my birthday is and like, but there's just something about fall that's so, I kind of like spooky stuff, but
oh yeah,
there's something about like something wicked this way comes kind of deal of like the sky being grayer and like the world's a little quieter and like you can hear the crunch of leaves and like crows and like that kind of stuff makes me so happy.
So it's Amy and
me
I live in.
Is a- quality sound, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Amy and I live in Los Angeles, so we don't get as much of that.
We really do not.
It's unfortunate, but I am exactly in the same boat. I love that feeling. For me, it's the smell, the sound, the just looking at the colors, and but there's also this feeling. I'm not sure. Oh, and maybe people listening can help me with this. I'm sure there's a term in other languages for a feeling of a time as opposed to just it's an indescribable je ne sais quoi about like an atmosphere or something. I don't know if you all know what I'm talking about.
I do.
But
one that attaches to different seasons.
Seasons or just times in your life.
Absolutely.
I think the Japanese, when you look back on it, the idea of sort of nostalgia or the I remember that feeling is nazukashi, but I don't know. There's got to be something specific for it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because for me, like, I think what I really like about fall is, like, that feeling you get when you know you're about to take a nap, and you're like, oh, it's coming, yes.
It's coming. You know?
Edge of nap. I love it.
The edge of nap feeling. There should be a word for that. I love that. Yeah. So
it's Ed. You know how liminal spaces are on the edge of something? It's the liminap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. That's Perfect.
I'm sorry.
Perfect, Amy. Perfect. Yeah, so a lot of these tiny tactile sensations that make me happy, it's nice to kind of have a list of them or keep them in mind so that if you're feeling a little down or if you just want a little boost in your life, you can go to them. Like, I like the sound of when I do green tea, I prepare matcha, and the sound of the whisk in the bowl, that's nice. And that's so I know I like starting my morning out with matcha, both because of the taste and of the sort of ritual of making it. Little tiny joys.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.